Happy Woo Wednesdays! I have my friend Udo in the Get a Heck Yes house. She photographs women in the most beautiful way. She has a studio in Redondo Beach, where I live, and it looks like you are in the lofts of downtown LA. So posing and getting your photo taken can be super awkward, but Udo makes her clients feel loved, comfortable, and like a million bucks. Before we begin this conversation, make sure you hop on this deal, my Heck Yes sales breakthrough system. It's only $50 with code Heck Yes. You are going to fill out a questionnaire. I'm going to audit your whole entire business, and I'm going to send you back a video of what you can improve, how to get more bookings, how to get on the preferred venue vendor list, how to sell out and be booked out for 2025. And a whole lot more. It's like taking your business to the doctors. But let us begin this conversation with Udo. She is amazing. Hope you enjoy. Welcome to Get a Heck Yes with Carissa Wu. I'm your host, Carissa, and I've been a Los Angeles wedding photographer for over a decade. I've traveled the world, built my team, and seen it all. I now coach wedding photographers hit 10K a month and build a thriving business. In this podcast, we are going to deep dive into how top wedding creatives get that heck yes from their dream clients. We are not holding back on the struggles of the business and how to push through the noise. Some healthy hustle, mindset shifts, up-leveling your money story, time hacks because I'm a mom of two, a little bit of woo-woo, and most importantly, self-love and confidence are just a few of the many things we will talk about. I want to give you a genuine thank you for following along my journey. I hope to inspire you every Woo Wednesdays so that you say heck yes to listening to this podcast. See you guys soon. Hey everyone, welcome back to Get a Heck Yes with me, your girl Carissa Wu. I have my friend Udo Asamua Studios, a female black-owned boutique photography studio in Redondo Beach, neighbors to me, LA County, and she has been a photographer for over a decade. Her Nigerian heritage, the backdrop of artistic elegance, become her canvas for personal expression. Her photography sits at the intersection of transformation and revelation, witnessing this revelation of every client who comes to her yes. studio. Welcome, Udo.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. Such an honor. Thank you.
Yay. Last time that me and you hung out, we were dancing to really good guitarists at yes. a place in Redondo Beach, and yes. we just had a great night. So I could yes. truly call you a friend now.
yes, you are a friend. Thank you.
Yay. Oh my God. Yeah. So I guess to just warm you up, just tell me like a little bit about yourself, what you're up to today. I don't know where you live and anything just really fun.
Yeah. So as you guys know, I am a first generation American born Nigerian. I live here in the South Bay and I have lived here since I was a baby, from Lawndale to Torrance, grew up in Torrance, went to high school in Torrance. I've never lived further than 4 miles from the beach. And I've loved every minute of that. I am a believer in Christ. So I am a Christian and I love my walk with the Lord. And mm-hmm. it really translates in what I do for other women mm-hmm. as a photographer. So that's a little bit about me, not to keep too yeah, much no. going, but yeah.
I love it. I'm a South yeah. Bay girl, true and true. So me and yeah. you, that's why we get
what
along.
High school?
I went to West High. How about you?
Okay, I went to North. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. yeah. All my friends went to North because I went to Casimir, but my parents oh, were. Yeah, yes. so that's why we get along so well.
Yes, it is. So we know a lot of the same people. That's cool.
Yeah, and I'm yeah. a Christian. I'm a photographer. Yeah. I'm a, we're just like the same person.
We are the same person. We are the same person.
I know. Oh my God. Awesome. Okay, so I guess we'll go way back. South Bay girl, but Nigerian heritage. Tell me a little bit about like your family growing up, what you're like as a kid, and any hobbies or interests that made you, I don't know, find this passion in photography.
Yeah. So growing up was great. I'm the youngest of four, and my family is big on family. So we were always very close together. We played a lot of sports. Me and my siblings played a lot of sports. I grew up running track. I played basketball for a little bit, but I feel like I was a deer in the headlights. Anybody who's watching this and knows me, So I was a track girl through and through. 400 meters was my race. 4x4, 4x1. That was just me. But yeah, growing up, it was great. My family's good. My family was good, and we were close, and we were knit. We did suffer a tragedy. My dad did die when I was 9. And so grew up in a single parent household since the age of 9. But I gotta say that God is good. That's what I say to that. He is good because he really kept us, and I had a good life. Yeah.
You have a strong mom for raising
Yes.
four kids.
100%. Shout out to my mom. You are strong.
Yeah, that's
So yeah.
amazing. Oh my gosh,
Yeah.
what did your mom do for work?
So my mom is a retired pharmacist. She owned her pharmacy for 20 years, but before that was working for other pharmacies for 20 years. So it's about a 40-year journey for her, but she's a retired pharmacist now.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh my
Yeah.
God, that's awesome. And all your
Yeah.
siblings are in the South Bay as well?
No. Spread about, everybody is spread about. My sister travels from country to country. I have a sibling in Virginia, and then I have another sibling here in LA. So we're kind of all just spread out. I have six nieces and nephews.
Oh.
So it's the cutest little thing ever. But yeah, we are all spread out, but still keep in touch via the great old
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I've
those of
never
you
heard
who are
all
afraid,
about
if
that,
you're afraid of WhatsApp, don't be afraid of all those messages that keep coming in. It's been doing that since before time. So,
Oh,
yeah.
that's so funny. Oh my God. Okay, so I know me and you had like a drunken talk about your like crazy story about getting into photography because you did something
Yes.
totally different. But so this is
Yes.
a fun story. It should take us a good amount of time, but you could
Yes.
tell a pretty thorough story about kind of maybe career paths that you had before photography and kind of
Right.
what led you to owning your own like studio in Redondo Beach. And yeah.
Right. So there's one career path that I can't talk about online. and we'll skip that. You probably remember that, but we'll
Yes.
have to skip that.
Uh-huh.
but I will say I started in photography. So I'm a serial entrepreneur. So from a young age, I've just always had different businesses. I am a seamstress. I started a purse line, and that's actually where photography began. It was called Clutch It. And I was making handmade clutch purses with African Ankara fabric. And they were being worn on like red carpets. Like people were buying them. I was excited, but I realized that I couldn't photograph my product well. So I
Interesting.
bought the infamous Nikon D3100 at the time, back in like 2013. And I was like, I'm gonna learn how to take good photos of my product for my website, and it's gonna be amazing. I got the camera and I didn't know how to use it. So I'll never forget, I enrolled in a class at Paul's Photo in Torrance.
Yeah,
Have you
me
ever heard of
too.
Paul's
See,
Photo?
we're
Yeah.
like the
So I enrolled in a class at Paul's Photo, and I'll never forget, like, my first homework assignment was photographing people. First of all, the instructor was like, yeah, whatever you came to do, like, whatever you're interested in, we're going to be photographing humans. So your product photography is going to have to wait. So my first homework assignment was photographing humans, and I say humans, I'm funny. But I photographed my sister, and I remember putting her in front of her garage, taking the image of her, and then taking that to class. And he literally looked at it on the like big screen TV, and he was like, "You have an eye." And I
Oh,
fell in love with photographing people, with photographing women, with showing their story through their eye, like just getting that focus on them and being able to see a part of them that they didn't see.
yeah.
And since then, like the purses went away, that website went away. Like my whole entire trajectory of like entrepreneurship changed, and it went into photography, and it just went into this passion, and I just kept with it, and I'm still here 10 plus years later. Yeah.
Damn, the guy Mark, the instructor, didn't say that about me for sure.
Oh.
My photos
Listen.
were like at the water fountain, like blurry photos, whatever. But that's
Listen,
awesome.
Mark told me, he said, yeah, whatever you came to do, no. And I was like, really? And I was like, okay. So
Yeah.
it
Okay.
was great.
Let's unpack that a little bit. Okay. Tell me about this like photograph and what was so good about it and what like I don't know. I feel like this is like the ignited something like the fire. But like, was it powerful? Was it her eyes? Was it the light? Like, what was it?
Whew, so here's the thing. I remember it like it was yesterday, right? Sat her in front of her all white garage because I think this assignment was about reflectors and using white in order to bounce back onto somebody, but I did it incorrectly. So you know how the all white garage is supposed to be in front of your client and
Oh,
you'll see the
crazy.
reflection to create light on them, but I put her on the all white garage. So I photographed her that way, but even that, the light came out so soft and it just like really softened all of her features. And you saw, she's always been a very strong person since she was young, but you saw this softness in her, not only on her skin, not only on the light that just surrounded her. And her eye was so in focus, no makeup. Her hair wasn't done. Like it was in like a top bun. She was wearing like some clothes, like some sweats and like I think a tank top, but
Yeah.
it looked like your quintessential, not to say that at that point I was good, but it looked like a beauty shot. And
Wow.
at that moment I was like, women are beautiful. Why don't we love ourselves? Like I want to do this to show people who they are, kind of thing. So
Yeah.
it was an amazing experience. And to have that kind of reaction from him, let me know like this could be something. And
Wow.
then on top of that, just family kept on encouraging me
Yeah.
and looking at those photos and taking more, and it just became something very passionate within me and
Yeah.
personal. Personal, really, because sometimes I even used to look at myself like not being beautiful enough or not being worthy enough to like be on the other end of a camera. And on although I sit on this end, like I want to be able to show somebody that they are. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I was gonna ask that same question. Like, let's dive deeper into what you just said about like not feeling beautiful enough, or like woman not feeling beautiful enough. Like, why are we so mean to ourselves?
I was just telling a couple of friends this the other day. I was saying, as women in this selfie culture age, we've gotten so used to only knowing our angles from the point of how we hold the camera, right? So you can't see my hand, but like this is the selfie, right? Or that's how you know yourself. And how can you walk into a room and show your light to people when you don't really know what they're seeing? Like you have to walk in that confidence that somebody else is seeing. And the way you can get that is by allowing yourself to be photographed by somebody else rather than just yourself. Sometimes it's very hard when we photograph just ourselves to really know what somebody else sees. And it is important that we should know who we are, but it's also important that we should walk in the light of who we are. And when we walk into a room, be like, I know who I am beyond this selfie. Like, I know what you're seeing, and it's confidence, and I see it too, you know?
I've been trying to tell my husband this like for a long like a long time because he doesn't want my daughter in dance, or he was just like, it's kind of ridiculous, like, oh, she should do like self-defense or piano. And I'm like, no, like if you know your body and like the way you look, and you know where to place like your arms or like your neck or like you stand with confidence, it's just like you present yourself to the world like in a more confident matter. But
No, that's very
also,
true.
yeah, also I was gonna say like I do like taking photos of myself better when someone's taking them me, like I get like I'm always like slouched over, and I don't know, I just it is a little awkward, so I'm always like, okay, I know like the window light selfie, but let's get into like from that time, that picture you took of your sister, what was like, how did it snowball into like this photography studio, or like the in-betweens of that? I know it's a long-winded question, but like how did you
No.
get there?
So how did I get from there to here?
Yeah. A to Z.
From A to Z, honey, let me tell you, much prayer. That's what it took.
Oh, let me ask you one question before that. Describe like your studio now and who you photograph, and your style, and then we'll kind of like walk to the pieces like in between.
Pardon this short interruption, but guess what? I have a new program. It's for all wedding professionals. It's called the Triple Threat. We redo your brand messaging, the homepage of your website. Part two is we do all your marketing. We create a beautiful brochure so you could start getting on preferred venue vendor list. And we do all your sales. So we actually make you a sales presentation leading your client to the heck yes, so you get paid. I have a free 20-minute demo training. It's only 20 minutes. Go to my Instagram at Carissa Wu and DM me the word demo. I will send it right over. It's how to get 10 to 15 quality leads in your inbox per month. Enjoy, guys.
Carissa Wu is a LA-based wedding photographer who's actually turning business coach. She helped me grow and change, and I'm so proud to call you coach.
Tell us how you're feeling. Like, I want to just know a little bit more about your thoughts.
Yeah. It's beautiful and you're awesome. It's beautiful. I'm speechless.
I just like the fact that it feels like myself, like I feel myself when I see this.
Oh man. Well, you got me pumped and excited for this. Carissa, thank you.
Right. So now my style is very well, I won't say effortless because it takes a lot of work. But I want to make sure that when somebody comes into my studio, they don't feel like it's a constant do this, pose this way, pose that way. Now let me move your hand. Let's get the best shot. But rather, you sit, I observe you because I am so observant. Even when people think I'm not watching, I am watching, I am reading in between lines. And I think that's a trait that I've always had that works great as a photographer. And you would know that as well because you're constantly seeing a lot of things. But at this stage in my studio, it's I want you to sit. I want you to feel relaxed. I want you to be who you are. And there are moments where I might give away some secrets right now, where you don't think I'm paying attention, or it may be a lighting test. And that's the best time that I can get some of the best photos from you because you're more relaxed in an environment. Just being able to, if I say, don't worry, like I'm just doing X, Y, and Z. And so you're fine. And you're just sitting there and you're preparing yourself in your mind. And you can see the determination and you can see the poise and you can see the calmness. And that's when I start snapping. So it seems effortless, but it takes a lot of work on my part to
That
make
is
sure I'm
so like
watching you.
next level. When did you start realizing that? Was it when like you started putting your camera down? You're like, oh shit, that looked good.
That's exactly what happened. So there would be times when, people, women would be laughing at like a joke that I'm saying, and I wouldn't even have my camera ready. And I'm like, ooh, that was a good shot. I missed it. And that would happen so often that I was like, okay, we need to work this into how you sit in front of somebody else, Udo. Like, come on, like, you can tell your jokes, but have your camera ready. And those are some of the best images that, clients look at and they're like, I remember that moment. You took that shot. And I'm like,
Oh my God. I know. I wish we could have like a, I guess, GoPro, but like a better version of like a DSLR, like on our chest or something.
Listen, listen. And also it helps with an assistant doing BTS videos, like, because my makeup artist is also my assistant on certain shoots, and for her to get that, it's less work on me. So
Wow. Okay, so describe like your brand, like what you bring to the table as far as like woman empowerment and like, yeah, making them feel beautiful, but like, what does a studio like mean to you? And like, I don't know, just describe it a little bit more.
My studio is, it's a, whew, I'm taking a deep breath because I'm just so grateful for it. But it is a place where not only I relax, like it's a second home for me. I can come in, I can just feel the space, be barefoot, walk through it and just feel at home. But a part of my brand is I want you to also feel the same way. So before my studio, there's a lot of travels to downtown LA studios. And the one thing that irritated me about that is having my clients have to find parking.
And
that stresses people out. It stresses people out. And I don't want, you know, pregnant women to be stressed out or walking down like very large hills, you know, from parking structures and all of that. So the studio space that I have, I want to make sure that not only am I comfortable, but you're comfortable, that you can walk into it, that you can feel like it's home for you, that you can feel like, oh my gosh, I feel the peace in here. I can relax. Like there's dedicated spaces for, you know, changing, for, you know, backdrops. Like you could just move through it and not feel rushed because we're on a 2-hour limit and we have a schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, we are on a 2-hour limit and we do have a schedule, but you don't have to feel rushed through it. There's parking, you know, it's just a very secure and comforted space. And in my brand, I want you to feel that. I call it milk and honey, like something that's warm and just flows and feels good. So that when you're walking in, you don't have to feel anxious or full of anxiety.
Yeah. It's bringing back all these stressful memories, because when I was pretty deep into my photography career, like everyone wanted like FD studios, and you know, you get there and we're from South Bay, so we got the breeze, but we go to downtown LA, we're like drenched in sweat.
Yes.
One time the elevator was broken, and my pregnant client, we had to walk up 7-8 flights of stairs with the baby, with my camera bag. You know, and then the parking sucks. You're like, where do I park? Try not to run over people, you know, in LA.
Yes. And I'm claustrophobic. So those downtown LA elevators are, let me not say I'm claustrophobic anymore because I did conquer something recently, but still. In my claustrophobia in the past, like those tiny downtown LA elevators, if y'all have ever been in them, they're the worst feeling ever. Like my makeup artist is usually taking the elevator with all of our belongings, and I'm walking up those 7 or 8 flights of stairs because I'm not going to do it. I'm literally drenched, just like you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm literally drenched.
So I feel you on this. Okay. A couple more questions before we get into hot topic, which is posing. But I guess making your client feel comfortable, your Instagram is lit, but what is like your best heck yes technique or anything heck yes related?
Anything heck yes related. It brings me down to what I like to make sure people feel in the studio, or even just getting photographed by me. Like I said, I'm really observant, so I'm a great listener. And I think that goes a long way with people who may not feel comfortable in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. So being able to listen to them, one, gets them in a position to really trust me. Because it's a really vulnerable and emotional moment just to pick up a camera and watch the expressions and the emotions in people's face as they're nervous, right? So that usually gets people a little bit more relaxed and trusting me. But another heck yes, if I can say, moment is my ability to storytell. I think so. And when people are really nervous, just telling them about other past experiences and how people sat in their power in front of me and like owned it, you know, and were confident. When people hear those stories, they're kind of like, I can do this. I can do that. Mm-hmm. And then when they get the final image back, they're like, that was me. Like, yes, that was you. Like, and you may not have realized, but through the questioning that I'm asking you while I'm photographing you, being able to come into the frame with you and show you what's necessary and allow you to relax. Mm-hmm. I think that goes a long way in just the end product. Well, not the end. The photograph is not the end product, but you know, there's more beyond that photograph. But in receiving that photograph in your hand, because I'm a firm believer in printing it, it's an emotional experience to know that you sat through that and you produced that.
Yeah.
You as the client, not me as the photographer. So
yeah, I love that.
There's heck yes moment.
Yeah, that was super heck yes. There's this one time, it was a long time ago, but I did like a boudoir styled shoe, and I just didn't have that those listening skills down yet. And it was early in my career, and literally just told this girl to like get naked or something, like just out of the blue, because we had the time limit, right? And she was she was a model, so I thought she would do it. Oh my God, the look that she gave me. She like stared me. She was gonna leave because I made her feel uncomfortable. And it was my assistant that didn't have any experience in photography, but was like more tactful, I guess. Right. She's the one that calmed her down and talked to her through it. And at that moment, I was like, wow, I can't really expect anything from people to do what I want. You have to really ease them into things and like talk them through. So pep talks are very important. Communication is very important.
100%. Pep talks are very important. And this is not to bash any woman that has sat in front of me and done this, but I have had multiple sessions where clients have cried on the other end of the camera, and being able to work with them and work with makeup and getting them to after crying, you know, like after their tears go away, feeling more confident.
Wow.
Like this is good. Like this is a good thing. And sometimes I feel like even in those moments, I'm like, I have a lot to learn from them as well.
Yeah.
Because there are times when I cry and I'm like, it's over. It's over. Like, you know, just in life, you know, but to be able to come out of that moment and feel like you've been empowered by somebody is important. It's a very delicate stage. And so a lot of clients teach me that. It's funny how we learn when we feel like we're doing the teaching, we're actually the ones doing the learning.
Oh, but totally.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, we've been talking about the past 30 minutes already, but our hot topic, guys, is posing.
Posing. Sorry, guys. I talked too much, huh? I thought I wasn't going to, but sorry.
No, I mean, it's just flowing. We're flowing. Right. So I guess, hot topic, tell us why it's so near and dear to your heart and start us off with some tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks, let the person land into the pose that they feel most comfortable in.
Oh.
And from there, move them into where you think it's best given the image. So yeah, most of the time, if I feel comfortable slouching, that's not the best, right? Mm-hmm. But I tend to watch what happens to the rest of the body. So if somebody's sitting, and you can't see me, but if somebody's sitting with their feet both planted on the ground and I say, just get comfortable, and automatically one leg goes up, they cross their legs and they slouch, then I'm going to leave them with their legs crossed, with their arms crossed, however it is, but I'm going to ask you to sit straight up. And from there, then it's going to be like, okay, lean forward. Right. Mm-hmm. So now you're still comfortable, but now you're in this like boss woman move where you're just like leaning forward and you're looking at me and you're like, I'm not the best at demonstrating like on camera, but I could do it when we're in person. Tips and tricks, let the person fall into whatever position that they are naturally comfortable in, and then move parts of their body into the right position that you feel is best for photographing. And I learned that from Sue Bryce of Sue Bryce Photography. Like she is amazing when it comes to posing. Shout out to Sue Bryce. I did not get paid for this, but she is amazing when it comes to posing.
Sue Bryce is a legend. So
Legend.
Yeah. So, I would take some of her workshops just for even posing couples, but the whole like cigarette like thing with the hands. And
Yes. Understanding how the limbs should fall and hang on people. But the most important thing that I learned is I can't make you look like what you're not. So if you don't do this naturally, if that's not comfortable to you, I'm not going to ask you to do it. Like we're going to find what is comfortable for you and then move you into the right position.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, I think I knew that, but I never knew how to like articulate it. So sometimes like when the couple, I just said, oh, help her with her necklace or like, you know, like give her like a little massage or something. And like, they're kind of like in their natural state. And then I'd say, oh, like bring it in a little bit more, you know, talk to each other. And instead of just going right into it because they're just like, awkward, you know?
Right. I kind of, so for my like engagement couples, when it comes to posing them as well, I let, again, another secret, another tip and trick, tips and tricks. Is that it? Yeah. I watch how they interact with each other without them knowing. Mm. And there's, I do a second scout of the location if it's not in studio while they're there. Mm. Not because I'm actually looking for anything, because I've already been there like twice, like once beforehand, then earlier before the shoot. But I want to watch how they interact in their outfits, in their wardrobe. You know, like you feel sexy in your outfit, like you're with your man if it's engagement. I'm going to just start walking around, but at the same time, watch how you're interacting with your partner. Mm-hmm. And by the time I come back, I like have a little bit of knowledge. It helps if I know you as well, but if I don't, I have a little bit of knowledge of how you guys communicate physically. Mm-hmm. And then we go from there. Like, do you guys like to touch each other? So if it is, like, okay, let's do a hug. Let's, you know, or let's do an arm on a shoulder, or just whatever they feel comfortable with. But I kind of watch so I have an idea of the questions that I can ask, and I don't feel like I'm prying them. But yeah.
Okay, let's talk about kind of people that come in, and we talk about like people crying, but like the insecurities about their body or insecurities about themselves. Do you show them like the back of your camera? Do you like, what if someone's like down on like themselves? I don't know, just walk me through some tips and tricks of like just working with some people with a lot of insecurities.
I'm excited to share with you all about our first Get a Heck Yes sponsor, 17 Hats. I've been using this CRM company for over a decade, and I've been referring them to all my frienders for all this time. I always know when I'm going to get paid, and most importantly, I get paid. So here is a question. What is holding you back? What's keeping you from finding success as a small business person? It's not passion. The fact that you're listening to my podcast shows that you're eager to learn and get better. Know what holds you back is all the chaos of business, paperwork, mailed invoices, and no systems to handle it all. That's where 17 Hats comes in. 17 Hats is a better way to manage your small business. It's an all-in-one platform that streamlines everything from lead capture to client communication to click and you're done automated invoices. 17 Hats paves the way for success you deserve by giving you back hours in your day. Find what success looks like for you with 17 Hats. Get started for free at 17hats.com and use my code HECKYES, and it's going to give you guys 50% off your first annual membership. How amazing is that? Back to the show.
It's been a journey for me. On this process. So when I speak, please hear the growth. It always hasn't been like this.
Yeah.
But there were times when I was so insecure that I would not show the back of the camera. Even if the image was good, I could not, because I didn't want the other person, I didn't want the client to see what they thought was wrong, even though I thought I liked it, right?
Yeah.
So like, if I really liked it, I was like, but they're going to like be like, oh, they don't like it. And they're the shoot is over with. And now I'm dejected and I'm sitting there trying to take more photos. And I'm like, they didn't like that photo. I used to be so insecure with that until I realized, literally through my makeup artist, actually, like she helped me realize that sometimes people just need to see it. And it's the delivery that I give it in. So if I'm really excited and confident about that image in the back, I'm going to turn it around and I'm going to be like, look, girl, you're killing it. This is what it looks like. And that automatically like boosts their morale. I can't tell how many times like I've started a session and, you know, the client on the other end, if it's a maternity client or just regular portraits, they don't feel comfortable. And I turn that camera around and they're like, oh, I get it. Okay, let me listen, girl. Like, you get it now.
Totally. No, I was the same way. Like, I would be intimidated by some people and like not want to show the back of my camera. But I think it's important because I hired my friend Lisa Marie to do my boudoir photos, and thank God that she showed me the back of my camera, because it's like one thing on my hair was like off, you know, like
yeah
you know how like the whole like little hair loop is like could be kind of weird. So like if she didn't show me that camera or the back of the camera like in the beginning, I wouldn't have like any of the photos, something like that. Yeah. So I always say, oh, like even look at your makeup or like your hair, do you like it? And they're like, yeah, you know, or like, oh shoot, like let me fix my like one little eyelash or something.
Eyelash, right? It's always the one eyelash.
Yeah,
or the necklace for me. Like there are many times where like the necklace is like right here and I'm like, oh crap, that was such a good photo, we have to do it again. Position the necklace here. But totally. When people see that, when you turn the camera around, like I've had some clients who are like, it's great, but my necklace. And I'm like, you're right, your necklace, let's do that again.
Yeah,
but it comes with growth, right?
Just it does
more confident in yourself gives the client confidence.
So. Exactly. Let's talk about something you said in the questionnaire, but the hands, what do we do with our hands?
Yes.
That's the number one question, right? Like, what do we do with our hands? How do you handle those objections?
So, you know, what do I do with my hair? That's the first thing. People, I think it might be a way to ease their fear of asking questions once the session starts. And I'm like, all right, I'll have you get seated, you know, in this chair here, and I'll have you face me this way. And the first thing everybody asks me is, they're either saying, what do I do with my hands? Or you're going to have to tell me what I got to do with my hands, because I don't know. And I just look at them and I'm like, I got your entire being covered. Like, oh, we're good. God. So when it comes to hands, I just always tell people, relax. You don't have to be tense. Your hands don't have to be like this or anything, but just relax them and let them fall just into position wherever they are. And I always ask people if I can touch them. Literally, I always do. Good. And I will move hands. I will move body position. I'll fix hair, you know, or my makeup artist will do the same thing. Ask them if she can touch them, fix their hair. And sometimes if I can't get the words out, she'll be like, she needs you to relax from the joint of your elbow. And I'm like, okay.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so she's really good. We work really, really well together. Shout out to Silver's Broken Brushes. Sorry, just need to say it. But hands, it's the most important thing that people obviously sit down and they want to talk about. I don't know, you're going to have to show me what I do. And I'm like, I got you covered. It's okay. Yeah. Like we want to see every limb. So there will not be a picture where one hand is behind your back and the other hand is here and it looks like you only have one hand.
Exactly.
Nor will that be the same for feet. I was just in my own photo shoot on Monday for myself. And it was also a video shoot. And at one point I sat on my foot just in a very casual way. And the videographer was like, she came through on the side and she said, let me just get your foot to show because it looks like you only have one leg. What do we do with our hands? We got you covered. We're never going to make you look like you're one-handed. So yeah.
I know. I'm just thinking about the wedding I shot on Saturday, but like there's always like a mom or like someone in the family picture and they're like, their arm just like pops up.
Out of no, you think it's an AI photo, right? It's like an extra arm.
I'm like, relax your arm, put it down.
You know those AI photos, they give you like extra fingers and extra arms. I'm like, where did this come from? Like, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, Udo, what is your biggest accomplishment?
Ooh, in photography, my biggest accomplishment. I would say, I have a client who's like a repeat client, right? Mm-hmm. But her very first session with me, she bought my highest package. And I was terrified because in my eyes, I'm my worst critic. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think she's going to like the photos. It's not going to be too great. Like she went through my reveal session. And I do a reveal session where I create a video of your images with behind the scenes as well as the stills of that particular shot. Uh-huh. But at this time, I didn't have behind the scenes video. So it was just a video of all of the images very, very early on in my career. And she bought the highest package and I cried. Like she was crying from the photos. because she wanted a very becoming photo session. Like, this is me in my body and in me now. I don't know how old she might have been then. It was probably, she was probably like either 29 or 30. And so just having her have that reaction to her images and being the highest package that she purchased, and that was very new for me. I was like forever indebted to her. Forever. Like, and she's repeat. She's been back multiple times for her photo sessions, for her engagement session. Like, she, listen, she's amazing.
I love that. I really think, like, I don't know if people talk shit behind my back, but I'm like, I like to take pictures of myself, like, get with professional photographers. And it is so empowering. One time I was feeling like really postpartum, and I was telling my sister, I was like, I'm going to like book a photo shoot with me and my girls and just get my makeup done. And she's like, really? You do that? I'm like, no, it really gets you out of the funk, like, just feeling good. And I don't know, just something about photos. I love photos. I love taking photos. I love getting my picture taken. Like, I love hiring other photographers to do shoots. Like, I have to hire.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Like a different person, right?
Yeah. Well, let me say, I love taking photos of people. I am not the best on the other end of the camera, but I have learned from my clients how to be the best on the other end of the camera, but it's still nerve-wracking for me. So I 100% know what they're going through, because it's nerve-wracking for me to just be on the opposite end and being photographed. But more power to you, honey. Like, I'm just getting into the film myself. Like,
I'm like, this is the best I'm gonna look ever. From 40 to 50, you age a lot. So I'm like, I gotta take as many pictures as possible.
You know, I've been thinking that way too. So that's why recently I've been like, okay, photo of myself. Like, but really though, hiring a photographer, I did in 2021 to do some updated like marketing images and branding images for myself. It was the best thing that I could have ever done. And she was a great photographer. She made me feel real comfortable, really relaxed. And the images that came from that. And that's the experience that I want to continue to give to women.
Yeah.
Walk away like the same way I walked away. So.
I guess any last words to maybe someone struggling to take pictures of themselves and see themselves in a beautiful way. Maybe someone newly divorced, a new mom and postpartum, someone that's gained, you know, COVID-20, COVID-40. Talk to them like deep into their hearts and like why to book a shoot with you and how it could make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, I would say don't wait. You may not feel like you're at your best self now, but this is a very strong statement, but the cost of waiting could be very high.
Wow.
Tomorrow's not promised for us. And I think it's important that you do take photos of yourself or that you do get professional photos of yourself, but don't wait. There is a certain thing you can see in somebody's eyes if they're in a place in their life where they're not comfortable, right? So I will say mentally be prepared to do the photo shoot, but don't wait. No matter if you're COVID 40 or if you're whatever the opposite is, or you just don't feel comfortable in yourself, there's always a time to photograph who you are in this very moment.
Totally.
And to be able to hold on to that, it is a form of a legacy. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to just photograph yourself at your best either. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to make sure there's photographs of you throughout life. Mm-hmm. If I can even think about to back before DSLRs, right? Or most of us had the point and shoot, like the little, remember the orange yellowish ones? With the
Yes.
Film cameras, right?
Kodak.
Kodak, yes. we didn't know what was really on the other end of that. We didn't know, oh my gosh, look at my chin, or oh my gosh, I don't want to take this photo. We just smiled for the camera.
Yeah.
Like, and if we can get back to just smiling for the camera, then I guess a lot of us, including myself, wouldn't have so much of a conniption about trying to post the best picture of ourselves on social media.
Totally.
But just getting back to, oh, it's an event. It's an amazing day. Here's the camera. Take the picture. Like, just take it. Don't wait.
Take the picture, guys. Don't
take
wait.
Take the picture.
I love that. Yes. I love that. Yes. Okay. Rapid fire questions. What is your favorite restaurant in the South Bay? Because I want to have
favorite restaurant in the South Bay, hands down, Little Sister.
Oh,
yes,
okay. So you are going to go there next week.
Yay. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll go in to lunch.
Yes.
I love amazing. Little Sister Manhattan Beach at the point. Kind of forgot.
Yes. That so one, good. And then also the one in Redondo.
Oh, Redondo. Yeah, that's right. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Riviera. Okay. I told you. Thank you for bringing that back. Let's mm-hmm. see. I guess your woo factor?
Your Udo woo factor? My Udo factor. Listen, you're gonna get a good time.
Yep.
You're gonna get a good time in a session. Part of me, you're gonna get all of me. You're gonna get the hilariousness, you're gonna get the seriousness, you're gonna get the businesswoman, and you're gonna come out walking away like she is crazy, but I love her.
Yes. I hung out with you. You were singing on stage, your beautiful voice. You were rapping.
You.
You're dancing. You were a comedian. We had a great time. So I think I got a lot of Udo that night.
And then I went home. And then I went home, right? Like,
yeah, then you went home.
I'll beeline for the door and be like, bye, guys.
I don't remember that part. Yeah. That was a good night. I guess last question, I guess talk to not just, maybe talk to brides right now of like, putting themselves at ease for their either portrait bridal session or their wedding and, how they could get more confidence.
Yeah. Well, my first question that I thought of as you were saying that is this what you want? Like, you know, is this wedding? Is this marriage? Is this moment? Is this what you want? Is this what you've been praying for? Is this what you've been asking for? And if it is, stand in that, stand tall, and at the same time, be vulnerable in the moment to just photograph yourself with your emotions. Like, if this is what you want and you're emotional about it, then be emotional in the image.
Oh, that was good, Udo, because it's kind of like, it really takes you, like your emotions, even out of it, because it's like giving you like this umbrella. Like, if this is what you want, this is what you get. This is you're living it.
Yeah, you're living it.
It'll be all of you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the advice. Yeah, you're living it. That's a great way of saying it. You're living it. Do it. You're living it.
Yeah, go with it. Go with it because you're here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you have a very generous offer for our Heck Yes listeners. So tell us that and then where to find you and how to follow you.
You know what? Carissa, you're going to laugh at me. I can't remember what the generous offer was. Remind me.
It's okay. I have my Calendly right up here. Yeah. And it says show notes.
I'll stand by it.
It says, I'll give, number one, blessed listeners a zero session fee valued at $500 for a maternity session, modern woman session, or full branding session. And if you're pregnant, I'll photograph you between 27 to 32 weeks into your pregnancy.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes. So the way it works is just as she said, and I will stand by it. The session fee will be covered by me. That covers hair, that covers makeup, that covers wardrobe, because we do have wardrobe for maternity clients as well. And all it will be is if you like any pictures, you pay for the photos that you like.
Yay. And then where to find you on the gram?
On the gram, I am Udo A Photography. That's UDOA for my last name, photography. So Facebook is the same. It might be Udo Asamoah Studios now because I did a rebrand. You can find me. Just type in my name, Udo Asamoah, Asomugha, and you will find me.
Yay, I can't wait for my session. Thank you.
Yay, me too. Thank you, Carissa. This was amazing.
Thanks for joining me this week on Get a Heck Yes with Carissa Wu. Make sure to follow, subscribe, leave a review, or tell a friend about the show. Take a screenshot and post to IG. Tag me. Also, don't forget to download my free guide on how to become a lead generating machine. See you next time, wedding pros.